Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Rants and Raves. Very excited about this one. This is in our pre-Infocom series, and I'm joined by Wesley Sutliff of Televic. First of all, Wesley, how you doing? How is the pre-Infocom prep going?
Oh, well, it's exciting times as we get closer and closer, getting ready to ship gear, testing all the fun new features that we're going to showcase. So yeah, this is the exciting time, especially for me as a product manager, to really dial in on the efforts we've been making over the past year.
I love that. It's very positive. Most people I've talked to are like, I'm dying and everything.
It's so, behind this, but you know, you can't see behind the blurry background. So
exactly. Well, first of all, tell the people who are watching or listening a little bit about Televic. You guys have such an interesting background and like kind of how you came into the AV side of things.
Yeah, of course. So what's interesting, especially in the US, Televic's the 70-year-old company most people haven't heard of. There's four major divisions of this global company. We do medical equipment, rail. If you've ever been on Amtrak, we do a lot of messaging there. But from the AV side of it, you know, we go back 50 years involved in all of the major international organizations for what people typically think of us in terms of simultaneous interpretation equipment. Think United Nations, think World Bank, and all these other big organizations. And that's the start. But for the US, we've been expanding heavily over the past 6 years, bringing on more people, more talent, more experience. And our big focus, as I'll get into the rest of the interview, is going to be meeting equity and making this technology accessible. I like to joke, I'm a big Formula One fan. You know, these companies build out the very best in technology for the sport. And then this technology then trickles down so that everybody can make use of these amazing innovations. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
No, that sounds good. I mean, beating equity is something that is like very important. We've talked about it a lot in our industry, but it's something that like is a lot easier to talk about than it is to implement.
Yeah. No, it really is. You know, when we get involved in these giant rooms of 200, 1,000 people with 20-something languages happening, that's not really accessible. It's not really even a need at say, a school board. Yeah. But what is that idea of no matter what seat I'm in, if it's a big, giant seat, or like what we're doing right now, I'm looking right at you, and the camera is right here. So it looks like we're looking at each other. And how can we bring that to a hybrid experience? So whether it's a courtroom or a boardroom, whether it's a school board and you're at home wanting to speak about something that's concerning you for your child in that school district, you want to feel like you're being heard and also be able to hear. You want to feel like you're seen, but also be able to see. So we've got a number of products I can, you know, jump right in on that if you want. But it's been one of my career long goals is this creating better understanding. And this year, you know, we've been doing this for a while at Televic, but this year I'm really excited on a couple of new things. So there's four items I want to share with you and everybody listening and watching to come on by our booth. The first one I want to talk about, this truly is something I'm super excited about, and I want everyone to come by and see it. It's Unicos Core. This is a new development from our multimedia terminal. We've made a couple of spec improvements. You know, there's a better camera, but really what I'm excited about is it's an all new visual experience for the person who's going to sit in front of it.
Cool.
And we've reduced the cost because we want to make, you know, we have these tools already, but they're for the big giant organizations with these huge budgets. How do you make that more accessible? So we've brought down the cost, but improved the experience. We're focusing directly on that see and be seen. So there's a little camera, a little screen, and then we have the mic and the loudspeaker as well. So smart audio control to make sure you can hear and be heard. But this is something that's going to be really powerful, and you really have to come see it. So we'll put up like a picture or something, but come
by the booth
and see it. The second part of this, they really go hand in hand, is dynamic camera tracking. So the little camera on there is great, but here we are, we're in this meeting now. Each of us has our own camera. Well, if you have 20 or 30 people in the room, it's difficult. None of the UC platforms today will let you get all these individual squares.
Right.
But we can detect who is speaking on our device and then put up the camera image of it. So we can dynamically track that. Very accessible. You don't have to have some super smart broadcast engineer set this up. This is just a component. It's a setting, like turn it on, turn it off. And that'll send multiple streams out to your Teams or your Zoom or whatever you're using as your platform. So it really gives you this experience, whether you're remote or in the room, and that's meeting equity.
That's awesome.
So those two together, Unicos Core and our dynamic camera tracking, making that very accessible both in cost and also in just in terms of how you use it and set it up.
Perfect. No, that's so awesome. Do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Unite?
There's Unite is this big piece that keeps floating around kind of to the side or in the background. And little by little, show by show, the people who are coming to our booth, they're coming up with the ideas like, wow, can I use it for this? Yeah. And one of the things that we've noticed over the past year from announcing this at Infocom last year till this show is this ability with our access point is having a four channel full duplex. We call it DSP mode. Mm-hmm. And really what it's allowing us to do is go from Dante routing with DSP of your choice and take these different devices, the handheld or the body pack with a lavalier or a headset for a whisper interpreter within a courtroom or a boardroom, but really take these things in here and use these different use cases and keep it incredibly flexible because now we're just another set of endpoints on your existing Dante network. And you can mix and match these in a variety of different ways that people are keep coming up with ideas to us. Oh, can I do this? Yeah. So we're going to be highlighting that and talking about that with some of our DSP partners that we'll have at the booth. So it's really cool. And I encourage everyone to come check that out as well. That's new for Unite.
Well, okay. You said that a lot of the ideas that you guys have gotten are because of like potential use cases. What is the like most interesting out there use case that someone has like come forth with and been like, can I use it for this?
You know, so up in Canada, there was a medical university where they do operations, procedures for the medical students to observe. For safety reasons, there's this operating room with a giant lead wall to keep everybody on the outside safe from anything going on the inside.
Right.
But it's kind of a production. So there's the actual surgeons. They need to have full communication with an operator that's on the other side of the lead wall. All of us here in the AV, when I say lead wall, you know what that means. Not very many signals are going through that. So they're able to put the access point in the room. We'll find an image of it, but the surgeons have the little belt, the body packs on the back of their scrubs out of the way, and they have a headset and they're going through, they're talking. And what they've done is used this, these Dante routes to create a nice party line basically with a mix minus. So everyone can talk, there's students who can ask questions. And then there's like an operator who can kind of moderate and direct everything. And they're meanwhile, they're doing an actual surgery in this space. And because it's decked, and because it's Dante, it keeps everything clean and just keeps stuff out of their way. It blows my mind. I could talk forever about it. But
no, that's cool.
We'll put up a picture or something to showcase. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'll make sure we get one from you because that is awesome. Okay, so the next product is Discerno, which has been around for a little bit, but you guys have consistently come out with new versions, new updates. So do you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I think this is still really important. We launched it last year, this Discerno AE, which has been going insanely well from an aspect of using it with a DSP, putting it into courtrooms, putting it into boardrooms. But we had been focusing on those small projects, very few devices. We're launching now what we call a next unit that goes with that. It basically allows us now to scale up to 250 units. I think that's really important for the rental companies who want to be able to have a low cost, low capital investment to be able to put into their rental inventory and be able to deploy this out for large and small setups. So that's really nice. That's a new piece that we've been waiting on to really hit that side of the market. But the last thing I'll say about Discerno that is going really well, we want to focus on this year and have you come see it, is our kind of plug and play. I come back to making these technologies accessible for meeting equity, you know, and so now look, we love the DSP side of things. It does so many incredible things. But if you don't have the budget to bring on these experts in the field, right, you need to be able to order this. If you're a rural town, you just need to be able to get online and capture your audio and get it out to the platform of your choice. We just have simple plug and play. And we're highlighting that connectivity at the booth. So you can kind of come see just one USB connection between our device and your PC. And again, that just helps more people have access to this technology at a lower cost.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. I mean, it just kind of shows how much you guys truly are focusing on like meeting equity and like all of the different things that that means. And then just equity in general, giving people access to technology and making sure it works for them.
Yeah, honestly, you know, our slogan is creating better understanding. And I really believe in that. I think that people communicating is what helps us all move forward. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fun, especially on my side in the product, to get, you know, into the details of all this cool technology.
Yeah.
But what is it really for? It's to help people communicate and achieve their goals or yep, set down laws for their town or whatever it ends up being. So we really believe in that. We're really excited. But it's also about fun. So, you know, I was mentioning off camera, you know, we can read off these details and it's a nice user manual. But honestly, I think Infocom is really about connecting with your colleagues, seeing what's going on with the industry. Rave does such a good job of showcasing for all of us what we do. But there's nothing like being there. And we like to celebrate. No. So we're doing a beer event on Wednesday. We're a Belgian company. So we got to, you know, support the Belgian ale. So come by, it's going to be on Wednesday in the late afternoon. And then if you can't make it to the show, we are doing a LinkedIn Live booth tour. I don't have all the details, so look for links and things to be shared on our LinkedIn page. But that's always a fun tour. We try to keep it light and fun as we go around and showcase all these things.
No, that's awesome. And I think that you're right. If Infocom weren't fun, like people wouldn't keep coming back. Like, you know, like I can look online at what people's products are, which there is something to be said about seeing things and how they work and getting your hands on them and like getting up close to the products in person. Like there is so much value in that, but there is also so much value in just connecting with other people.
Yeah. And just, you know, we can talk about it and you can watch a video on it. And I love that we have this opportunity to distribute for folks who can't be there.
Yeah.
But man, I mean, it's like you just, you get to collaborate. And like I said, you know, a lot of these ideas come from people coming to the booth, asking questions. And then the same thing from our side to whether you're an organization or you're an integrator or a consultant, just being able to see everything so close together, like booth to booth to booth. It's truly incredible we all get to do this.
Yeah, no, it's so. And one of the last questions I have for you is tell me about the green shoes. Are you guys wearing all the green shoes? Does everyone have matching ones? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know where it started from, but it's so we're beginning to be known for it.
Yeah,
so we all have matching bright green shoes. They're a little different from year to year as new people come on. It may be shocking, but this is not the most readily available color in shoemaker's lineup. but we love it. We do it at all of our shows. I've been trying to find myself a nice pocket square in that same color.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
it's great. It builds camaraderie and it really goes to the fact that this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual like surprise element for all of us is that they're one of the most comfortable pairs of shoes I've ever owned.
Oh, that was actually going to be my next question. I was like, if you're wearing them like, you know, 13 hours a day at a trade show, like they better be comfortable.
They're so comfortable. They're cushy and light. I feel like I'm on a cloud and I didn't, you know, you're so much walking. I mean, you know this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
so yeah, it's wonderful. And also, you know, it goes back to equity, you know, people at different points in their careers, different, you know, it's just, hey, don't worry about it. heels, no heels,
yeah,
you know, dress shoes, sneaker, whatever. Hey, we're all wearing the same thing.
We're leveling the playing field. I love that. Yeah. Well, my actual last question for you is, where can people find more information about Televic, and where can people come see you at Infocom?
So we are at booth 5461. And televic.com is the best place to start. That's our global webpage. And from there, you can drill down to anything you're interested in.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Wesley. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you and your shoes at the show.
All right. Thanks so much, Steph.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for watching. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Rave, rave, with Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.